Graphic: Mexican cartel gunmen leave dismembered bodies as threats to rivals. By Cartel Chronicles on March 6, 2020. Gunmen from one of Mexico's most ruthless cartels left the dismembered remains of four men in the middle of the street as a warning to rivals in Michoacán. The case began in the city of Huancayo when residents called police about several body parts left in the downtown area with poster boards signed by Cartel Jalisco Nueva Generación, CJNG. Authorities found the bodies of three men outside a gas station. Moments later, authorities responded to a second scene where they discovered a fourth body. Investigators documented both crime scenes and collected the various body parts for further study. Residents in Michoacán recorded cell phone footage of the gruesome scenes and shared them with citizen journalists documenting the violence in the western state. 4DZ Cuartizado CJNG. Eliasco en la Entrada del Poblado Huancayo at 35 kilometros de la capital Morelia en Michoacán. Son 13 pedazos de carne humana para un total de 4 víctimas con un mensaje de cartel Jalisco Nueva Generación at Ildefonso Ortiz pic.twitter.com/d1t. Unidad de Inteligencia Ciudadana. At Unidad de Inteli 1, March 5, 2020. At both scenes, authorities found poster boards signed by members of CJNG, which threaten leaders from the rival cartel Nueva Familia Michoacana Viagras. For several months, both criminal organizations have waged a fierce turf war over control of the area's drug production and trafficking routes. The violence manifests itself in fierce shootouts and grisly crime scenes which state officials are often keen to downplay for the public. CJNG has become one of the most violent cartels tied to the escalation of conflicts throughout central Mexico that were once considered safe. Editor's note: Breitbart Texas traveled to the Mexican states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, Nuevo León, and other areas to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and in their original Spanish. This article was written by José Luis Lara, a former leading member who helped start the self-defense movement in Michoacán.